This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Two big companies are setting aside fistfuls of money to buy up their own stock. Microsoft is announcing a $40 billion buyback program while also increasing cash payouts to investors, dividends. Target Stores is planning to boost its stock by buying back $5 billion worth. Both were already spending on buybacks. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains the impetus.
When public companies have lots of money lying around, they can invest it to grow or use it to make shareholders happy. Andrew Burstingel tracks this for market data company FactSet.
If they don't see any profitable means of investing their money, they want to return money back to their shareholders. They can do that via dividends or they can do that via buybacks.
Investors prize dividends right now, with bonds not paying what they once did. FactSet data shows stock buybacks dropped in the second quarter of this year, though in general they tend to go up along with the stock market, which is kind of weird when you think about it because it means companies tend to buy back their stock when prices are high. The idea is stock buybacks will boost shares further. It can also be a way to make earnings reports look better, explains Heitor Almeida, finance professor at University of Illinois.
You reduce the number of shares, your measure of profit by share will go up.
Critics of buybacks say the economy fares better when corporate profits are spent investing for growth rather than purchasing shares. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.